Please don't look. Just don't think about it. Just wait, close your eyes. Wait.
Voice of Freedom's broadcast last night.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 108 of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the Gaming for the Elderly forums.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, someone's trying to turn this into a sound effects podcast, but we'll power through. In case you don't know, Gaming for the Elderly, it is G4TE.com. And hey, today is March 22nd, 2011. And I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, and the man behind the sound effects, Mr. Mike Chin.
Hello. What's going on? Yeah. Hi. Gamertag Chin Chinny, PlayStation Network Tag Chinny 1995. How we doing?
Good, good. Now, I just want to make sure, Mike, you know you're in the right place. Right podcast.
Right. So I shouldn't really be playing sound effects like this.
We ain't doing geometry. We try to play some game.
Right? I should...
We tend to have a few sound effects here and there, just not, you know, a podcast filled with them. You know, not like that kind of that morning, you know, zoo kind of radio show like thing.
Okay, like, so I shouldn't play sound effects like this.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this.
Well, that actually, but I mean, no, yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
Not that.
I will stop playing sound effects like this.
What's that got to do with...
Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, hey, also joining us this week, Mr. Sleepy, Richard Primrose.
What's up, mother hobbits? You all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Next.
Yeah. That's it. Skull.
What's your goddamn gamer tags, Rich? Jesus.
Skullduggera. Said that before.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, real quickly. There's a rumor going around. Well, it's kind of a twofold
yes,
rumor.
Yes, he is gay. We cleared this up last week.
Ironically,
I'm gay with 3 kids and proud of it.
Yeah. There's a little more to the rumor than just that, though. One, you have been kind of whoring yourself out to other podcasts. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Oh no. See, I was, you know, tuning into.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. See, I was tuning in to a random podcast today. I was listening to a podcast called the Lunchcast, and to my utter shock, this voicemail, this MP3 file, gets played on this podcast, and the voice behind there is, Skullduggera here, and. He goes on to proceed to talk about basically an incident of shitting the bed. So I think you need to come clean here, figuratively and literally.
No, this is not me coming clean. This is just a story about
back in
1990.
Now, Rich, hold on. Because the story involved two characters, one of which was named Rich. Coincidence?
Was not me, but I will let you into
Never
this.
Is.
If you want to download that podcast, it's excellent. It's called The Fanboys Lunchcast. Yeah, great. But when I sent that, I realised I had a better poo story. And if you want, I can share that with you right now.
And it's you know not what? That...
Are you sure?
What podcast would be like complete without getting a good poo story in it? So please enlighten us. Give us a good, quick poo story.
Okay, many moons away ago, there was a friend of mine who used to do taxi driving, and he used to get up early and do airport runs. So for part of his entertainment, what he did one week was he went to the local golf course, which was about 6:30 in the morning, and proceeded to have a poo in the first hole of the communal golf course. Just so he could wait for the guys that were teeing off on the first hole to come up and see where their ball was going when it hit the hole. Yes. So he spectated from across the road whilst reading his morning newspaper just to see. But he was ex-army, Christopher Matthew. So anyway,
explains a lot.
Explain a lot, doesn't it?
You can't trust those guys.
No. Well, thank you for enlightening us with your poo story. And Mr. Matthew, I'm sorry to make you follow the poo story. But well, indeed, we have Mr. Christopher Matthew with us.
Shit does follow shit, as they say, and does also roll downhill or something. Yes. Hello, everyone. Chris Matthew, CP Matthew everywhere except Xbox Live, where it's CPM and a collection of random numbers that I'm going to make you guess this week.
Okay. Well, hey, that's pretty much it for the intros. Let's talk some video game stuff. Maybe we should talk about what we've been playing there.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
What you been playing? What you been playing?
What?
What you been playing? What have you been playing? Oh, God.
So, you know, Mike, I'm going to start up with you, but I actually have a question for you first.
No.
Because, again, this this is part of the whole being reminded of things. Okay. And hearing that sound effect and the woman behind that sound effect makes me question, why is it that your girl writes in your show but not our show?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I just tell her we're not feeling the love here.
She doesn't listen to all the shows, like, all the time. She listens now and again.
Well, at least she should listen to the better show.
So,
She's never heard of us.
Yeah, probably. All right.
I need to get away sometimes, Murph. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know what I mean? Jeez.
Well, Mike's on like 10 podcasts, so if she was trying to listen to all of them, she would do nothing else.
I know. We are becoming just a pack of whores. I mean, Mike's on a bunch of podcasts. Chris, you've been on a few podcasts, and now Rich is trying to pimp himself out.
But you'll notice I've not been on any podcast more than once except this one because usually I get one shot. They're like, oh, that dude's crazy. We're not having him back.
Except for us. We got to bring him on again.
Yep. We like the crazies.
You're a glutton for punishment.
All right, Mike. Let's talk games you've been playing this week.
I'll be quick. I haven't played a lot. I started Splinter Cell Conviction on hard quite a while ago, and I got it back from my friend. And I played it, like, I was just kind of going, like, I just wondered where I left off and finished it on hard. And it's not that difficult on hard, so anybody, I really enjoy Splinter Cell. I forgot how good it was, and I think a lot of people have forgotten how good it was. So anybody who has Splinter Cell or they haven't finished it or they haven't played it, I urge you to give it a go. It's a great game. It's fun. It doesn't last, it's a pretty long single player, but it does, you know, once you play it, you finish it. There's no replayability, really. But it's so much fun. So, and I know, Greg, you like it as well. So
yeah. I actually broke it out myself as well.
Yeah, it's a great game. I mean, the co-op is good as well. Me and Greg, we're going to do some more co-op on there. So that's it, really. I haven't really played anything else. I played the card demo, but I think somebody else is going to talk about that. So I'll chip in when I have got Fortnite Championship.
Well, why don't we talk about that?
I haven't played it yet, but I've got it, so I'm gonna. Me and you, Greg, are gonna have a rematch. So
yes, we are.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I go next, and I'll lead right into Fight Night Champion because I picked up that from GameFly. They sent that out to me, and I only played, gosh, maybe 15-20 minutes of it today, just enough to get a feel for the single player, and I have to say, I'm very impressed. I'm liking the story. It starts you off, and this isn't any real spoiler because this all happens in the first 10 minutes of the game. It starts you off in prison. And you're in a sense kind of in the middle of a prison fight. That's kind of the way the game opens up, and it's kind of teaching you some of the controls. And then you go from there, and you go into basically, you kind of get your ass handed to you in another fight, but it's a fight that you actually kind of watch. And then the game does an interesting thing. As you're talking to one of your cellmates, you do this kind of flashback. and it goes 4 years back to you as a Golden Glove contender. And you fight that fight, and this is all just kind of leading you into the story of this fighter. And so far, voice acting, the animations, everything is very well done and has a very movie-like quality. I'm rather enjoying it.
Cool.
And fighting mechanics are all pretty much the same. I mean, they all feel just as good as the old Fight Nights did. And, I mean, you know, outside of just the more polished graphically, I can't really say there's a huge leap. But I think that's a good thing. They didn't break anything from what I can tell. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Their fighting engine is, they've got nothing to prove with that. Everybody knows they can make a fighting engine. It's just cool that they've got this extra, you know, icing on the cake. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. But I'm glad you're liking it, because you and I sometimes have similar tastes to him, and we didn't have similar tastes on that.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Speaking of times where we don't, probably here, MLB 11 The Show, I picked this up on Gamefly as well for the PS3, wanted to...
That's baseball, right?
It's baseball. I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I do enjoy baseball now and then. And I thought, you know what? This game always gets rave reviews. I should check it out.
Mark McGwire in it.
Mark McGwire potentially in it. I didn't bother to check. He might be in one of the Hall of Fame kind of, you know, Canton type things. I don't know. Canton, Ohio is not the Hall of Fame for the baseball, by the way. Just for the record.
No, it's Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
Genius.
Outstanding. It's a solid baseball game, but I quickly realized I don't like baseball enough to want to play a baseball game for a long period of time.
That's like me with FIFA.
Yeah. You
know? I like FIFA games. I think they're great, but then I go, oh, it's football.
Yeah.
I don't like football.
I felt obligated to try it, and as soon as I started to play it, I was like, so I packed it up and I sent it back. I got enough of the experience to know that I don't like baseball video games.
Fair enough. I don't think I've ever played a baseball video game.
It's
apart from the one that comes with the Wii Sports.
Probably more exciting, if you ask me.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's pretty hard as well.
The MLB games, you really have to kind of be into them, because there's a lot of little techniques for how to control the pitches and how to get the swing of the bat exactly right. So, yeah, you really kind of got to get into them to get the timing down.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, just like in the franchise mode, you really have to have a good understanding of your pitching staff and knowing when to pull pitchers and get the relievers in. And, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of depth to this game. I mean, it is an excellent baseball game, don't get me wrong.
Not for me, then.
But
knuckleball!
Just not for me.
Curveball!
Last two games...
You're out!
Apparently Rich is looking at a baseball dictionary right now.
He just looked up Wiki Baseball.
I used to play baseball.
That's a sticky wicket.
No, I used to play rounders, Rich. That's
different. I used to play baseball at US Air Force bases in England.
Hmm. Imagine that.
Trivia fact. Top trivia.
Nice.
In your dreams.
I was shortstop in center field.
Yeah. We've learned a lot about you. Baseball, shitting the bed.
Hanging out with the Air Force.
Yeah.
Shitting in golf course hole.
Last two games on my list. Dragon Age 2.
Still liking it?
Continuing to enjoy it, yes. Yeah. I have to say, I really enjoy... The thing I enjoy the most is the dialogue and the choices that you're making within the game.
Got a relationship with other characters and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, they've done a really good job of that. It's well voice acted, and it makes it interesting. The combat, at times, it really does feel more action-y than RPG.
What's with that?
Well, you know, it's an RPG.
So is Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, okay, moving on. I want it to have a little bit more of the behind-the-scenes dice-rolling kind of notion to it, as opposed to just matching.
There is that, apparently, because, you know, I mean, you press A to slice, but,
you can, you, let me just put it this way. You can force the game into a very RPG-like, you know, kind of, you know, situation in that you, if you're pausing every few seconds and manually making the game kind of halt and giving orders and then proceeding, you can do that. But it's
an artificial way of making it.
Yeah, it's exactly it. It feels a little artificial, and for that, I just kind of wish it didn't. I wish it.
So you
a little more
you prefer your Dragon Age to be more turn based and your Mass Effects to be more action packed, like?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And last game, Homefront. Been playing a bunch of.
Finished it yet?
Yeah, I finished.
You mean you played all 2 hours of it?
Oh, come on! It's four. It's a solid 4 hours.
Hours
and 2 minutes.
It's good. I don't care.
Here's the thing. The single player is, and I describe it as like a bunch of rolling hills. There are times when it is awesome and the single player is outstanding, and then there's times where it just dips and you're sitting there thinking, you know, what in the world did the developer think? How did they think this was a good mechanic? And the mechanic in particular that it will constantly kind of come back up in your face is the fact that you cannot go through a doorway, a closed door and or any kind of doorway where something needs to be moved out of the way without the assistance of your AI characters.
And they've got to go first.
They have to go first, exactly.
Or there's all hell on.
Yeah, and the pinnacle of this was when I got to a small, basically hole in a fence where we were crawling through. And the first character, Connor, goes through, and I get down and I start to crawl through, and I'm hitting this like invisible wall. I can't move forward. And the AI, the other AI character, basically kind of shoves me out of the way and crawls through first. And then
not yet, fucker.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, those nuances in there definitely make for some frustration at times, and just you just kind of sit there and think, why did the developer think this was a good idea? That and other little things like, you know, the main guy that you're following, he always has his beacon over his head that literally says follow, and
yeah.
I think, you know, it was kind of obvious, but there are some
challenges.
And I'm sure he was working for the other side.
Yes,
because there's one stage where you're wandering around a big open area and he'll walk around. It's like a supermarket. So he'll walk around the aisle and you'll be following him because he's got a big blob over his head saying follow. And you go around the corner and he's gone, but he's still making his way to where he's going. But there's now a Korean in front of you. So he's obviously said, "Are you all right, mate? Is it all right if I go by?" "Yeah. Okay, see you later."
Yep.
And then there's no gunshots. And then you get around the corner and this guy's ready to shoot you. He's taking backhand his ears off the Koreans, definitely. And then also, another thing as well, is it's not so frustrating that your squad mates are so stupid, because the Koreans are so stupid as well. Because if you put them in open you put them in open area, half the time, they turn their back on you anyway, and you can just shoot them in the arse. It's good. Yeah. It's funny. It is, it's funny.
I don't think that's the intention, though.
No.
No.
Yeah,
it's so, not.
Yeah, AI definitely is lacking in the single player game. I suppose if you ratchet the AI up, you will definitely have a challenging experience, because one of the things that this game is not, you are not a bullet sponge. You will die pretty quickly from gunfire in the single player.
Greg.
Yeah.
You read books. You like the books, don't you?
I do occasionally like a book.
I've got the Homefront book.
Okay.
Do you think I should read it before or after? I don't really know what it's about. But
I would go ahead and read the Homefront book. I read a review of the Homefront book and then gave it a pretty glowing review.
Okay.
And I don't think it will spoil what's happening in the game. The interesting thing about the game, and this is, again, it was kind of a knock. A lot of reviewers said, you know, I don't like the single player because it felt like kind of what you were doing was very inconsequential, you know, and I don't want to get into too much of spoiling, you know, anything, but it is only 4 hours, so it's hard not to. In a sense, this is a small piece and kind of a small undertaking of a much bigger war. You don't fight and end the entire conflict. It is a small piece of the, you know, what you call the U.S.-Korean War. Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. Probably one of the best helicopter missions I've ever played in.
Okay, that's good.
Game. Yes. One thing Chaos knows how to do. They know how to do helicopter.
Well, they did Frontlines, right? And I'm a big fan of Frontlines. Not a lot of people liked it, but I did.
Yeah, and then
maybe they should have done that Apache game.
Yeah, they probably should have.
Have you played the multiplayer?
I have played a bunch of the multiplayer.
Worth it?
I love the multiplayer. Absolutely love the multiplayer, and I think Rich enjoyed it enough to where even though he's renting his game, he bought the online pass.
I bought an online pass? Fucking hell, how stupid am I?
It's stupid.
It's a points, bloody hell. Yeah, I like it. I love it. Can I just quickly rewind single player?
Sure.
I do think we've done it down a lot. I think the story's good. It's solid enough. But the thing that we should say is that all the shooting mechanics and everything that are in the game are very good. The weapons you've got, hit detection on everything that you're shooting, solid. It is a good solid shooter. So I put it in the same sort of league as say Fear, or you know, if you like them sort of games and you're aiming at that, you don't mind playing something that's not a AAA, because it isn't. I know it's been advertised as a AAA, but it's not. Other than that, it's worth a try, definitely. I'm not going to do it much.
34 quid on Shop 2.
Yeah. I wouldn't pay that for it.
No?
No.
Okay. Wait a little bit.
Wait a bit.
Yeah, okay.
And the online community, I don't think is going to really be going anywhere. It is a robust online community. It plays out very much, I think, Rich, I think we could agree, it plays out a lot like Battlefield.
It's like an arcade-style Battlefield.
Yeah. But it has the COD kind of perk and attachment kind of system to it. But I think the thing that really sucks me into it is the ability to, on the fly, as you're playing, utilize your battle points, which you earn battle points as you kill people or you scout people out using your drone. And then you can spend them on vehicles, or you can spend them on drones or rocket launchers or a flak vest. Depends on how you have yourself loaded out. And so as you're going through, maybe the other side has a tank. They spawn a tank up on the field. You know, you could, if you don't, say, have enough to spawn a tank, you could suddenly spawn yourself a rocket launcher and go after the tank with the rocket launcher. And it just makes for just a fun experience. And we're able to get a group of us playing together, and it was just a blast.
You're selling it to me. I'm tempted to click buy on this, but I won't. I won't.
And the other nice thing about it is, you know, again, they're big matches, especially on the dedicated servers. And Rich, maybe you can talk to this as well, because I haven't experienced any lag in any of the 24 or 32 player matches. The only time I've experienced lag is when it's in a 16-player match, but from what I understand, the 16-player matches are actually peer-to-peer. They're not dedicated server matches, which would kind of make sense, and therefore kind of why I've seen lag in those matches. But on the 32-player matches, it's been smooth.
And the good thing is as well, because you get the 32-player on the map, it's not like, you know, if you're playing Battlefield, you're playing on a massive map, and you do tend to have like empty spaces, but you find it very hard to outflank the opposition because it just seems like the whole map's full. And then you do get choke points. But if you're playing something like Ground Control, which is the one that's multiple point, you've just got an even spread of players all over the shop, and it's very good.
Yeah.
I love the way you spawn in as well.
Yeah, they spawn you in almost like you're parachuting in.
Cool.
And the last little tidbit, the Battle Commander mode, I particularly like. It's kind of a variation of...
Well, is the mechs in it?
No mechs, smartass.
No mechs.
No, but basically, you get into a match, and let's say, Chinny, you rattled off 3 kills in a row and had a nice little 3-kill streak going.
Okay.
the battle commander is going to then say, Rich and I are playing on the opposite team. It's going to maybe tell either myself or Rich, you're now a priority target to us.
Oh, yes, yes, he talks about
and,
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah.
It's really good. And what they do, which is even better, they don't actually pinpoint you on the map. Mm. But what they do is they tell us the area in which you're at. So they'll they kind of highlight in like a big kind of circle on the map of where you're the area you're at and direct us to go towards that. Now we can ignore that if we want, but killing you gives us bonus points.
Oh, okay.
And the way the battle commander works is they usually are assigning the people that are maybe struggling the most on the other side. It gives them the priority to come kill you, so they'll have the chance to earn some additional points, whereas maybe they've been kind of struggling.
Okay.
And it'll do that for individuals. It'll do it – say you have a drone up in the air and the drone's been spotting a lot of people. It'll make the drone a priority and tell people to basically shoot the drone out of the sky.
That's cool. It's certainly different.
Yeah. It's definitely different. But anyway, so that's Homefront. That's me done. Rich, why don't we jump into you real quick?
Well, yeah, I've done another map pack for Defense Grid. Love it.
I almost feel guilty. We have turned you into a Defense Grid whore.
I swear I'm hooked on that game. I think I've got two map packs to go, and then I'm gonna run out. So, has anybody else got any tower defense games they can suggest?
I think there's going to be a few coming up. One minute. Yeah,
the safe park. The safe park tower defense game is pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is a really good. I haven't played it. Like, I haven't bought it yet, but it is good. I remember enjoying that. So, Rich, safe park.
South Park. I'll try that for next week. Also, I had a really late night session with IP playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. He's got some good ninja like mates. We was on till like about 3:30 in the morning.
And, well, it was my invite.
You want up? You want to wait?
Don't I bet I was.
There? You want there?
I bet Friday I was.
You're late now.
I bet I was awake.
Friday night.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. I bet you was at a club in Wolverhampton, wouldn't you? Yeah.
No.
All right, then. Okay, yeah. But yeah, that was good.
Invite.
All right. So we played that. And then I'm sure Mike's going to talk about it, because it was a VG event. But had a blast on COD 4. That was great. It's great. Enjoyed that. Let Mike talk about that.
That was a lot of fun. I haven't talked about it, but... it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Rocket launchers and headshot only pistols and the Mike Myers thing where everybody just has to run away from one murderer and the murderer can only stab people. It was great. Ton of fun.
Yes, really good. And then after that, my nephew was on. He's about 15 years old and he basically says, do you want a game of COD 4? Because he plays that, and he's into all this video capture carding and everything, and he's a proper clan dude. So yeah. he dragged me into a lobby. Now, he warned me of this before. He says this is what COD 4's turned into now on certain game types. And he took me into a game of Ground War, and it was Domination. So there were 16 players, all playing Domination, and basically every one of them, I think, was... doing capture cards, trying to film it, because they either had sniper rifles or shotguns, and all they were doing was trying to get glamorous kills. So I just pulled out my MP5 and got tons of kills, because nobody was bothered about you capturing the flag. You could just run around, cap the flags, and all they were doing was trying to get a nice bit of footage on the capture cards.
They're probably looking at you like, look at this idiot actually playing the game.
Yeah, and there's like drop shotting and spinning around. You know how they do the silly dances and stuff? It was crazy.
360 snipe.
Yeah, it was like going into a crazy Iraqi rave. Yeah. So yeah, that was it. It was bizarre.
Crazy Iraqi rave.
Yeah.
All right.
That's me done.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, I did play one.
Well,
one last one. A nice iPhone game. You might be able to get it for the iPad as well, Chris. One for you. Tiny Wings. You played that?
Chris Tiny is dead. Wings.
Yeah, Chris. Chris doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
I've not played Tiny Wings.
Do you want some Tiny Wings?
Is it anything to do with Tiny Dancer?
What, Elton John?
Yes. No.
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 But I suggest check it out.
Okay. It's Blue Jean Baby. No. LA
Tiny,
Lady.
It's Tiny Wings.
It's a bird. It's a bird, and it's all to do with gravity. And all you've got to do is press your finger down on the
screen. Is the bird angry?
No, the bird is not angry. This bird is tiny, and it has tiny wings.
Well, it could be tiny and angry. I mean, if I was a bird with tiny wings, I'd be angry. But look at me, I got tiny wings.
Usually, yeah, look, the small people are more angry than big people, you know? So, tiny.
Like those little bluebirds and angry birds. There ain't.
This tiny bird's probably got more reason to be angry. So, I'm going to write to the developer, I think. And
it's very reminiscent of a simplified version of Sonic the Hedgehog. So you could call it Sonic with.
So it
with
plays Tiny. For itself.
Sonic the Angry Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's bad.
All right. Moving on. Chris, Greg, talk to me about some RPG lovin'.
RPG lovin'? I don't know about RPG lovin'.
Well, you've got quite a bit of RPG going on. How's that?
Well,
really?
So, really. 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 I unlocked the full version of Torchlight, but I haven't gotten very far into it at all. I've just been having fun running around killing stuff. I really have no idea what's going on. The game is kind of light on the help. It's just sort of like, yeah, here you go, have at it.
Yep.
So I'm just kind of having at it and figuring it out. So I've just gotten started with that, but it's good fun. It's, you know, the nice thing about that kind of a game is the graphics aren't all whiz bang, so you know your system's not going to have any frame rate issues, and it's just all going to work. So yeah, I'm enjoying that. Okay. I played the demo for Unbound Saga, which is not an RPG. It is. Have you heard of this? Anybody else heard of this?
No,
I've heard the name. I kind of assumed it was an RPG, but
no.
I stand corrected.
So here's the premise of it's kind of novel. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not, but it's harkening back to the old two-dimensional side-scrolling beat-em-ups like the old Double Dragon, right? So the premise is you are a comic book character who is at odds with the creator of your comic book, and you have to fight your way out of the comic book, apparently.
It's a good premise.
Okay, it was so Rich stopped humming, so I thought I'd been cut off from the call. Anyway, my bad. It's two player co-op, side scrolling beat 'em up, and so what you do is you sort of go in little areas. You go to one area and you beat up everybody there, and then to move to the next area, you have to jump from one frame to the next frame of the comic book.
Oh, okay.
And so the way it's kind of clever. As you sort of clear the first initial bad guys out of the area, the new ones spawn in, and the way they spawn in is this giant hand sort of comes up from the bottom of the screen and real quickly draws them in, and then they come after you. So it's pretty fast paced. It looks good. You know, it looks like a cartoony comic book kind of a thing. So I don't know. Maybe if the demo allows for co-op, I need to check. Maybe one of you can jump in there and we'll try it out and see if it's going to be worth
what's it
purchase
called again?
Or not.
Unbound Saga.
Unbound Saga. Yeah.
Okay.
And then based off of your recommendation, I picked up Two Worlds 2. And that gets a very solid meh.
It is a meh, especially when you first start it up. It was very meh, but it grows on you.
Maybe. I've only gotten to the bit where I've just now gotten to in contact with other humans. Like you go to that first city and you got to do the horse race, which I thought was really dumb.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Am I playing Red Dead? No, I'm not playing Red Dead Redemption. Okay. Horse race, whatever.
You wouldn't mind if you was playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, because they did it right. It worked. This one didn't work. But it's like they've tried to do too much with it. Like you're supposed to try to sneak around. but it's not. It's really hard to sneak around because you're confined to very linear pathways, and the enemies are all looking at you. So it's like, yeah, you're not really being sneaky. You got to do these horse races, which are kind of bizarre. So yeah, I don't know. I'll keep playing it, see what I think of it. But so far, it's just kind of meh. Nice holdover game, I guess.
Yeah, that is definitely the approach I have with it right now. It is a holdover RPG for when I don't have something better.
Yeah, I'm still holding off on Dragon Age 2. I want the price to come down a little bit before I buy it. Plus, I've still got Dragon Age 1 DLC to play. So maybe I'll do that. So I spent the last half of last week, Wednesday, I drove down to Washington, D.C., and spent Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday in Washington, D.C., touring around the sites of the capital of the United States. And as I was touring the sites, I was reminded of a wonderful game that I loved. I don't know what you guys thought of it. But I actually remarked to my wife as we were walking into the metro station, I was like, wow, this looks just like the game, except without all the destruction.
Yeah. Minus the green enemies.
Yeah, minus the destruction. So yeah, so I toured around DC. I can happily report that the DC Metro is free of feral ghouls, and the Sweet. Washington Monument is free of super mutants, as is the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Especially on the mutant part.
I'm positive there's no super mutants because I took them all out with my Zulong assault rifle.
Okay.
They're no longer there. Getting that past security at the Smithsonian was a bit of a challenge. So, yeah, I had fun in D.C. And as when I came back to D.C., I was like, may as well pull out the old Fallout 3. So I played Fallout 3 for a little bit just for old time's sake.
It is an excellent game.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap up what we've been playing. I guess we can shift gears and go to the news.
No, I'm not facing the right way. Hang on. Wait, I was facing the other way. I'm a Korean soldier. Here we go. I'm playing the clip now. No, I'm not. Wait a minute.
Podcasting gold.
Oh, whatever. Pamela's being a bitch.
And this is the news of the week.
Sweet.
You know that Pamela, she is a cranky little bitch at times.
Sometimes she doesn't want to play sound effects. I'm going to have to find a new way of playing sound effects because yeah. Pamela's shit.
Yeah.
We could do like they did in the old time and like... You know, you have the little wooden thing that you hit on the stick to make it sound like a baseball bat when you're calling the baseball game, and you got your little, you know, you have to make the noises in the studio.
I'll go buy a typewriter, an old school typewriter, and just peck away at it.
Yeah, or you can just let me type.
Yeah, that's true. We could.
Yeah.
All right, news. Let's talk some news, Rich. You know, this isn't exactly news, but there was a couple games that kind of popped up on the old radar. I think we were.
It's gaming news, and we're a gaming podcast, so here's some gaming news for you. Trenched, that's been announced. Double Fine's latest outing. It's looking very nice. And
excited for this.
Yeah. Greg loves it because it's got mechs in it. I'm loving it because it's got tower defense in it. And it is shaping up to be really good. And now... The art style of the Double Fine stuff previously has always been good, so that looks very interesting. But it's also got quite a good backstory to it, so it's fictional, and they're just basically saying that after World War One, two guys go off and basically set up world powers and do all sorts of funky things with technology, and you've got mobile trench machinery, which is the mechs, obviously, and then another guy goes off and invents television, and apparently, loads of monsters and stuff spawn from that, and they start doing battle against each other.
TV is evil. It's proven. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think I'm right in saying it's going to have like a four-player co-op-y type setup.
Yeah, it's all co-op, from what I understand. Yeah. There's no actual adversarial multiplayer.
Yeah.
Lots of customization, and I mean, who doesn't like a good mech game? Come on. Although I will say this, when I heard Double Fine was making a mech game, I did a double take, because certainly this is...
Whoa.
I know. But this is a big departure from what they typically do. But, you know, hey, more power to them. I like the diversity. Hey, Rich, there was another little game on that horizon that we were kind of taking a look at.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up on this one because it seems like it's possibly something that's been done back in the past, but this is like adding a couple of funky little slants to it. So there's another game coming called Anarchy Reigns, and basically it's a Japanese game. It's on Platinum, so it's going to be very polished. You know, the guys that did Vanquish and Bayonetta. Mm-hmm. So it's basically fighting co-op again. You can have it as co-op, and whilst you're playing, you can fight each other and stuff, but like split second there's numerous natural disasters that can take place in the gameplay area, so it looks as if it's going to make for a very interesting fighting scenario. So it's all hand-to-hand combat. You have funky things like chainsaws stuck to your arms and stuff. So, yeah, worth waiting to see how they turn
also,
out.
Also, just to add on Anarchy Reigns, it stars the characters of Mad World, the main character from Mad World.
Oh, yeah.
Jack,
yeah.
I believe it is. He's in this game, and I can't remember what the other guy's name is, the black guy, and he kind of looked, I don't know, he just looks like a stereotype of a pimp. He walks around, and he's in this game as well. So it's starring some old characters of Mad World.
So basically, Mike, this is a game you are going to be very interested in.
I liked Mad World. I didn't finish Mad World because, I don't know, I thought it was a bit boring.
But pimps and fighting, come on.
Yeah, that's my weekly job, so.
You know. All right. Let's move on and talk about, to support or not support it, Chris. What's going on here with Bioshock?
What is going on with Bioshock? They're making a third one. They're calling it Infinite. It's set in the sky. But apparently, if you went out and purchased yourself a PlayStation ice cream cone or Move controller, it's not going to support it.
What?
No Move. So I kind of like this move. I kind of like this, the stance of director Ken Levine. He says, we're not going to feature PlayStation Move just to make Sony happy. There's no sense throwing it in there when it's not supported on other platforms. So they're trying to keep it consistent across all platforms, which is good. But they have not ruled out the possibility of some 3D. So maybe you'll get some 3D displays in the sky, which could be cool, maybe. You know, I don't know.
Could be. I'll never know.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I'll never know either.
Eventually, I suppose we will. Someday.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
So, cool.
All right. Speaking of turning, jobs. Mike, new appointments.
Yeah. Rare has appointed not Colin McRae, which I almost said, but Craig.
That would have been a challenge.
that was going to be difficult. But Craig Duncan, he's going to be working for Rare. He worked on the Colin McRae series and Sonic Racing, apparently. Bless him. No wonder he wanted to move. But yeah, he's going to be working for Rare. Rare have had a bit of a change up. Some rumours about, you know, people being pushed out and contractors being moved in. But he's going to be Craig Duncan is going to be the senior studio director. So yeah. And they're probably working on some Kinect titles, Kinect Sports follow ups and things like that. So
I mean, does this almost assure us of seeing some kind of mini racing game down the road?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Maybe. No. I just think, you know, he's just a director who's going to be catering for a different type of game now.
Can I just say that Sonic Racing is a good game? If you like karting games like Mario Kart and stuff, it is a very
the Sonic All Star Racing thing.
Yeah.
But I think good. Is it Sonic Racing the Kinect game?
Say it one more time.
No, Sega All-Star Racing, that's the That's the one that was on.
Yeah, Sega All-Star Racing, but isn't Sonic Racing?
There was a Sonic.
There's a Sonic Kinect game, right?
Yeah, there is a Sonic Kinect game.
It's not that one. It's the Sega All Stars one. Yeah, I did hear that was quite good, actually. Yeah.
Discuss.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Mr. Matthew.
Mr. DeLacy.
You know how we love ourselves some March Madness in the U.S.
We do love some March Madness in the U.S.
We love brackets.
We love our brackets. Speaking of, before I talk about video games, I saw something on the news today that was somewhat sad and also a little bit funny. They had taken March Madness. So for those that don't know, March Madness is the nickname for the NCAA College Basketball Championship Tournament. It takes place every March. 64 teams, single elimination. Pretty exciting. Anyway, someone, a news talking head somewhere, had taken all of the nutty things that have happened in the month of March in the real world, not in the sporting world, and had made a bracket. So I think one of the first Sweet 16's matchups was Charlie Sheen versus Muammar Gaddafi or something like that. So I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, so piggybacking on the March Madness, because they realized there's probably not going to be an actual NFL football season this year, the good folks at EA have decided to let the fans choose who's going to be this year's Madden cover athlete. So they've taken one player from each of the 32 National Football League teams and put them in an bracket-style vote-off tournament to see who's going to win. No.
You're an Englishman.
You may not ask a question.
No, because Mark McGuire is not part of this.
No, yes. It's not. It's relevant. Why is there no American Football League this year?
The collective bargaining agreement that the NFL was acting under expired, and the players and owners were not able to come to a new agreement. And so, as such, the owners have instituted a lockout. So they are not allowing the players to play. So there's a work stoppage as of now. Of course, the NFL season doesn't start for a few months, so there's still hope that it might happen. But it doesn't look promising. There's a good chance we might not get an NFL season, or if we do, we might get a truncated NFL season this year. They're basically disputing over – the owners want to increase the season from 16 to 18 games, which I think is a horrible idea. The players want more money. The owners don't want to give them more money. It's ridiculous. It's 32 billionaires arguing with 1,500 millionaires over a few hundred dollars. So
pretty much. That sums it up nicely, Chris.
Ridiculous.
I think we should put you on the mediation team.
We should. No, because I would go in there with a baseball bat and hit everyone. Just shut up. Anyway, give me all
his new game is called baseball.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things we might be missing out, Chris.
Things that we might miss and things we might not miss. All of the random paper foldy crap that you usually try to stick back in the game case when it falls out on the floor when you open your brand new game. EA is not going to give it to you anymore. Apparently, they're going to reduce the printed materials in their package by about 40% because they're no longer going to give you a paper manual. Because I know you all read the paper manual. That's the first thing you do, right? You don't put the game right in there and let the online – or not even the online, the in-game tutorial that walks you through the first hour or 30 hours of the game if you're playing Final Fantasy 13. EA games, no more manuals, but you can get them online. I don't think anybody's really sad about that.
Now, you know, just to touch on this real quickly, Fight Night is one of the first games to actually have it. I guess Mass Effect 2 for the PS3 was actually the first game. But Fight Night is not, you know, doesn't have a manual. And it was interesting because in the start screen, you literally see, a section for manual. And when you click on that, it literally takes you into like a manual that you're going to page through. And, is this maybe the precursor to, opening up a little bit more of that door for all digital?
Because, maybe.
This was, kind of one of those sticking points that for the longest time people were like, oh, well, you're not going to have manuals. But, I mean, if the company doesn't produce them anymore, what's to stop them from just releasing things digitally?
Yeah. You know, I used to be against the all digital thing, but since I discovered Steam and the iPad, I'm now for it.
Boom. Converted.
I've been converted.
Yeah. Well, Let's wrap up with just kind of a nice little tidbit.
Yeah, nothing, game. Nothing really major going on, but Hitman's coming.
I'm excited for this. I loved the Hitman games.
I liked one and two. I kind of went off them after that.
Yeah, Blood Money was great.
Was that the latest one? The one on 360? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that. I mean,
you want to talk about an open world where you basically have, you know, a half dozen different ways of completing a mission, and all are viable, and they don't seem out of place. They don't seem like you're tricking the game. I mean, the Hitman games were brilliant in that regard.
I always felt like I just kind of shot my way through it all, though, and I tried
same
not
me,
to.
Molly. Same as me.
You know what I mean? I try not to. I'm like, I'm going to play this properly. I'm going to, like, poison someone or whatever. I don't know. But forget it. Die, everyone. You know, and then just make my own name in bodies. That's what I used to do in one.
I find myself creeping through, like, country manors to kill somebody and doing it really well. And then I come into a room and then there'd be a double-barreled shotgun. And I just could not resist the temptation to pick that up.
There is that temptation.
There's a new screenshot of it. It's not very revealing. It's just, you know, number 47 putting a silencer on his pistol.
But hey, it's coming. That's the most important thing.
It's going to come out. Hitman 5 is happening. So that's enough. And we're going to probably see more at E3. So.
Boom. Done. All right. On that note, I think it's time we take a show break. We'll play some random crazy video game related type music. Who knows what? But listen to it. Listen to it for a little while longer. And, you know, maybe in a week or so, we'll come back and we'll finish this show up.
For all the more reason for me to own. You'll be out full of doubt and I'll send you back home. Don't delay, come and play, let your whole team run through. I don't want body armor, cause I'll just use you. Then you take out a long shot and you trace me, erase me, but you can never face me. I see your fear in the tears you pour, because you can't win here playing Gears of War. G-O-W-2, I made a rumble with you. A curb stomping you through, you hear me coming at you. I got you stumbling too, but we ain't playing that. Check out my chainsaw bayonet, what you gotta say to that? I'm like a Marcus Phoenix leading Delta Squad to the win. And when I'm through with all the locusts, watch me do it again. And match make and then gonna face the end. And then when I'm through with them, you'll never even know they'd ever been. They'll never win, endeavoring a blow from the long shot. I got you severed in, you know it's said and done. And your screen's all red with blood. Gotta keep your head there, bud. Don't even check the HUD, because you see it's me. With the bow of pork, and what you got for me? You got a load of pork, and then a lack of class. Camping just like a disaster. I can kick your ass, cause you're a button masher. Gears of War, all the more reason for me to own. You'll be out full of doubt, and I'll send you back home. No delay, come and play, let your whole team run through. I don't want body armor, cause I'll just use you. And you take out a long shot, and you trace me, erase me, but you can never face me. I see your fear in the tears you pour, because you can't win here playing Gears of War. Just get out of my game, cause it's the end of our time. I'll have you ripped to pieces just like Benjamin Carmine. Get your ass chopped off by me and my hoodlums. I would kill you for your weapon, but you don't got any good so ones. So you should run away with your mulcher in hand, but today ain't your day. See what I got in plan? To take you out with the boom shock of pow, bringing missiles right down like Apocalypse Now. Cause I'm a nuke, you're like a snub pistol with luck, because you're good in single player, but in life you suck. And now you're like, what? Punk, see your manners are gone. So let me fix that up when I whip out my hammer of dawn. And I'd be slamming you, son, but I know I don't need to. You can blow yourself away just like Ty Kaliso. You're just less than me, so it's just meant to be. Cause see, I'd be even cooler than Gears of War 3. Gears of War, all the more reason for me to own. You'll be out full of doubt and I'll send you back home. Don't delay, come and play, let your whole team run through. I don't want body armor, cause I'll just use you. Then you take out a long shot and you trace me, erase me, but you can never face me. I see your fear in the tears you pour, because you can't win here playing Gears of War. Gears of War, all the more reason for me to own. You'll be out full of doubt and I'll send you back home. Don't delay, come and play, let your whole team of you. I don't want body armor, cause I'll just use you. Then you take out a long shot, and you trace me, erase me, but you can never face me. I see your fear in the tears you pour, because you can't win here playing Gears of War.
Alright, we're back from the break. And, well, Mike, I think we need to kick Grandma into gear. All right, with that music, hopefully this week we'll get through it all. New releases, talking Wii this week, LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, yeah. Raving Rabbids Party Collection,
yeah.
And Trackmania Build to Race.
Mania.
Yeah,
mania,
yeah.
Mania.
On the WiiWare side, Arcade Essentials, essentially arcade stuff. WiiWare Demos, Dive the Meads Islands Secret, and Virtual Console, you've got Natsumi Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
Natsumi. Oh, and by the way, this week, little thing called the 3DS coming out. So, yeah, you know. Maybe you've heard of it.
Ten Dogs and Cats, Pro Evolution, Pilot Wings, Rayman 3D, Ridge Racer 3D, Samurai Warriors, Steel Diver, Monkey Ball 3D, Street Fighter 4 3D, The Sims 3D, Your Mom 3D. Let's go.
Boom, done. On the PS3, speaking of 3D, Crysis 2 comes out this week. LEGO Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars comes out. Mayhem 3D comes out. And PlayStation Move Heroes, also, I believe, in 3D, comes out. And last but not least, on the retail shelves, Tomb Raider Trilogy comes out this week.
What trilogy?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the latest three Tomb Raider games, except for the most recent Tomb Raider game.
That wasn't at all confusing.
No, not at all.
Legend, Anniversary, Underworld.
Well, Underworld was the last one.
Yeah, but no, the last one was the Guardian of Light.
That wasn't Tomb Raider, though. That was Lara Croft.
Well, now we split in half.
PS10 games this week. Battle Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. DC Universe Online coming to the PSN this week. And Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime.
Is that out? Oh, okay.
Swarm. All coming to the PSN this week. Minis this week. Doodle Pool. Not Doodle Poo, Doodle Pool.
Oh.
And Mini Squadron. I believe that was a phone game, if I'm not mistaken. PS1 Classics, Legend of Mana, and Demos, Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime, WWE All-Stars, and You Don't Know Jack. Moving on, Xbox 360 this week, Crysis 2, LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, Mayhem 3D, Xbox Live Arcade, you've got a duo of games, Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime and Swarm. And DLC this week, Deal of the Week, Sonic 4 Episode 1. Oh yeah, wanting it, it's out now, $10. And games on demand, Call of Juarez and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And that's it for your new releases.
We have to report something major to the community before we move on.
Please report.
I've just been on the Netflix website, and the Netflix website is down, as is the ability to watch movies instantly. Of course, by Thursday, when they hear this, it'll probably have been fixed. But breaking news, people, and you heard it here first.
Netflix going down.
Well, the Mormons was right. The world's ending. Right, Tomb Raider Trilogy. Tomb Raider Legend, Tomb Raider Anniversary, Tomb Raider Underworld.
But that's it. Crysis 2, by far the biggest game this week. I'm kind of curious and excited about the single player side of it. Not so much the multiplayer. I mean, the multiplayer was good.
What's this? What?
Crysis 2.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Single player. I'll probably be more interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying the same thing to Rich and Mike while we were on the show break, that I was looking at Crysis 2.
Yeah, it certainly is pretty. I mean, you cannot. It's no home front.
It's pretty.
All right. I think it's time we talk a little community mailbag.
Oh, but Jesus sake, was always
get on your game, Mike. Get on your game.
That one always throws me off because it's so like soon after the other one. I don't know.
the mail, Pop. Yep, that's the mail, Pip. Yep, any mail for us?
All right, so Mr. Primrose.
Yes.
I love it when you stay awake.
I am awake.
This is your time to shine, buddy.
Yeah. Bags out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we basically asked the listeners to put questions in this week. And, yeah, we got two. First one was from Spitfire Ian. If you could increase the friends list, how would you organise it? Second question was, do you drink whilst you game? Right, so, Greg, could you give us an answer to both of them, please?
I certainly can. Okay, so organizing friends list. I guess I would probably organize it by, in a sense, kind of how I know people via websites. Because, I mean, that's the majority of my friends list are either gate people or veteran gamers people. You know, and then there's a few other sites that I know people from, like the video game jocks. You know, I used to know a few couch mercenaries before they, you know, submarined their show. Yeah, so I'd probably organize it up in that kind of fashion. And possibly breaking it down into genre of game, but I don't think I would get that minute. I think I'd just pretty much keep it within, like, kind of almost clan-based. Drinking-wise, well, you already know the answer to this, Rich. Yes, I do drink while I game. Not always, but I have definitely been known to enjoy a few spirits while gaming. And I'd love to say it makes me a better driver, but clearly that does not happen. So, yeah, that's me.
What about you, Mike?
I always organize the friends list. Well, just kind of having groups out, like, that you can name yourself. So, like, you can have five groups. So they increase the friends list by, you can have 100 more friends, and you're allowed five groups. All right, and you can just put them in like five of those folders or whatever, and you can name the folders however you want. So you can just name them friends, family, I don't know, G4TE, yeah, knobheads. And you just do it like that, and it's just like ticking boxes, you know. It's like I don't know, that seems like the only way I could come up with. And Google Docs kind of does a similar thing. That's what I'm basing it off. So, yeah, that's how I do it.
And, yeah, we know you don't drink.
And I don't drink, so mute.
Mute. I think I should be mute. What? Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I'm sorry. Nobody.
Okay.
I was waiting for someone to ask me a question. I don't know.
Probably drinking a beer.
I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
I'm not drinking.
I don't know. So if we had more friends, it would be nice to be able to organize them. I don't know that I would take the time to make a list. So I wouldn't want my own personal customizable lists. What I would simply like to be able to do is when I have a game in the drive, as I'm going through my friends list, it would be nice if somehow it would indicate to me, or maybe sort the friends list by the people who have this game and have most recently played it are at the top of my friends list. That way I know who to invite and who not to bother.
It kind of does that now, at least on Xbox.
Does it?
Well, when you start up the game, if you have friends playing the game,
it says friends playing this game, yeah.
If you hit the guide button, it will actually pull up your friends list with those people at the top to where you can send them a message. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Then I don't care. Just make the friends list bigger.
Okay.
Apparently, I need to learn how to use my Xbox is what you're telling me. And yes, I have been known to sample a beverage or two whilst playing video games, especially the Forza variety. It does not make me a better driver, but it does make it much more humorous when I crash.
Mr. Skullduggerer.
Oh,
what about yourself?
The list, if it went up, I think the only thing I'd do, I know we've talked about lists, but I'd like to have some sort of tick box functionality, so you could say have a list of people that you could put on, say, silent, so that you know they're not going to pop up
whilst
you're playing. And then you don't say you had a list for shooters or online shooters, then you can.
Oh, so you want to be selective on who you're visible to?
No, not necessarily.
Visible, but like who comes online. Like, yeah. You know that thing where like so and so is online. Like maybe you have a tick box of like only show these 10 people on your friends list if they're online.
Yeah, so that you would know that every time it went plink, that it would be somebody that would be playing the game that you're on at the minute.
Okay, well, because I mean, I was going to say, I mean, if you're only wanting to see 10 people on your friends list who are online, then why have the others on?
Yeah, well, you know, you can still join their game, I guess. But sometimes, like, how many times do people come online? All the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
And how many times do you go, hey, welcome to...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you don't want the notification to pop up. You don't mind seeing them online, but you don't want the notification to pop up unless they're, you know, Joe Schmo. Because Joe Schmo plays with everybody. Okay.
Unless they're Murphy's Law.
Right.
I want to know if Murphy's Law is online.
Okay. I like that idea. That's a good idea.
And as far as the drinking's concerned, yes. I normally stick to red wine. Love it. So, moving on. Firstly, this was not somebody that actually sent in a tweet, but I found this quite coincidental with regards to the drinking. Extel, Mark Davis, the other night, basically did a complete bender session on Marvel vs. Capcom. Just for our American friends, going on a bender is when you take lots of drink. Basically...
we know that.
Yes, just so you know, it is the same. A bender is the same.
Yeah, I just thought,
world round.
There could be some...
We're all getting closer.
...interpretations. Basically, he went on a session playing Marvel vs. Capcom, and he put a picture up on Twitter saying it's 6:30 a.m. And I'm still playing Marvel vs. Capcom. And the picture was of 15 cans of Carlsberg.
Is it 15? I think it might be more.
One of them's a can of Coke.
Either way,
17.
It's a shitload of beer.
Can we just be happy with saying it's a lot of beer?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
A lot of beer. And then after that, he proceeded to wander around his house, and after that, he put a picture up of his next door neighbor's big undergarments. So somebody had hung up a big pair of bloomers and a big bra, and he thought it'd be funny to just take a picture of that and put it on Twitter. So he was obviously having fun.
God bless alcoholism.
So anyway, moving on.
They are big knickers, aren't they?
They're massive! Massive!
Damn!
He lives next door to Nora Batty. That's Nora Batty knickers, they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Super Dragon Dan, basically, he sent in, I do drink when I game, but it makes me, it makes no difference in my ability because I'm normally rubbish anyway. So that was his answer to the drink question. Mark Holland, who's best Dutch, he says he would like the friends list expanded to 200. He's not bothered about the sorting, and he doesn't drink like Chinny. So the question is boy.
Yeah, we're taking over.
Bloody health fanatics.
You're ruining the reputation of the UK, Chinny.
You,
just want to know that.
You, right, are screwing this bloody country up.
That's more like it.
Fires. Nora Batty.
Then we had Marty, Greasy Fish Lips. He sent in, he's drank and played online. It turns into rage for myself, especially when you get mouthed off by a minor. So it's not good for anger. Fair enough. For the friends list thing, it doesn't care because I'm never going to get 100 friends in the first place.
Aww. I don't say that. Just to add everyone you come
across. So sad.
Yeah, I hope you're all well. So that was Marty's. And then we had GamerGirl 27. She's one of the LAG presenters. Check it out. Good podcast. Cool. Of course I play and drink. Makes dying in Black Ops easier. Lol.
Yeah. Like an alcoholic would say. It makes it all easier.
It does make it easier. Yeah. All right. Well, we had a few emails. Nothing too serious, so I'm just going to power through them real quick. First up is from our good friend, Mr. Daniel Atchison. Atchison. I always screw his name up. Daniel, I apologize. Daniel. You know I love you. Also better known as DGA93. He had this to say. Show details. Show details. Yeah. This is going well, guys. I'm going to slow the podcast down now. Just slow it down. He said this. I think Murphy should listen to people more. Give people stuff because you think it might be good, and no, then you win the race. Or did you? So what he's referring to, and I forgot to mention this in what I've been playing, is we had our Forza race night on Saturday, and Daniel was my partner in crime. He's kind of now taken over as the other part of the team. And during the week, we were putting together some tunes for the cars, and he sent me over a tune, said, take a look at it, see what you think. And I gave it a whirl, and my tune times were better with my tune than they were with his. I don't know why, but God knows, once we got into the races, the first two races, disastrous. I literally was completely wiped out in the first turn of the first race and could not – I didn't even have enough power to go up the hill to get to the pits. And second race made it just a stupid error of judgment, wound up finishing seventh.
I got to interrupt you, Greg.
Yeah.
Every week your racing story begins with I crashed. And I lost. So let's just summarize it that way.
No, but here's the happy ending of the story is I finished second. And I'll say finished second because technically I finished first in the last race. And it was using Daniel's tune. But I finished first only because Daniel and I were one and two. And trying to manipulate the point scheme a little bit, Daniel had me finish ahead of him. So either way, though, it worked well.
Okay, good.
So I will listen to him moving forward. All right. Dean Riley wrote in, also known as the Dino. He said, well, I don't feel the need for any more organization of my friends list. A higher limit would do fine. And yes, I have been known to partake in the occasional shandy wine. Shandy while online, but not as much as I used to. I've managed to cut down to 2 bottles of rum, 1 box of Rose, 12 San Miguel's, and the blood of a pygmy tribesman. Tasty. And just added in, Mr. Skulldugger thinks it should be topped off with tiger blood. Winning! Kindest regards, the Dino. Last but not least, Mr. Eric Piotrowski wrote in. We also know him as Mr. Duke Scoff. And he said this, for some reason, I never think to send an email until right when you're doing the show. And it is true. He sent this email about a half hour before we were supposed to record. He says, are you recording right now? Is Chinny saying something witty and insouciant?
Enchalant or something.
Enchalant maybe?
Okay. I think that he says he doesn't know what that means, but I think it means free from worry.
Yeah,
like, you're not worrying about things.
Nonchalant.
Enchalant. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I think it's free from worry or concern. Yeah,
but he says this. I don't actually know what it means, but I know it's urban and sophisticated. Also, penis. Hey, your show is awesome. I like to listen to it because it makes me lull. Spring break is coming up soon. Woo! I'm getting Crisis 2 in the Gamefly. I thought maybe it would be waiting for me when I got home from the learning asylum, but nope. Typically Gamefly for new releases takes at least a day or two to get to you. Dude Parallels is awesome. I got this Windows XP emulator for my Mac, and now I'm running all the awesome classic Windows games, Portal, Stronghold, Classic RTS, and I'll be getting Bard's Tale 2 any day now. Can't seem to find Diablo 2, though. That would be wicked when I get it. What? So what I hear from this is basically that you should just be running a actual PC and you'd have all these games.
It's an emulator. It's still running on the Mac OS.
No, I get he's running an emulator. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying he should just get himself a PC because then he could find Diablo 2. Anyway, he says...
Yeah, he should be able to find it on...
He's running Windows XP. It's not an emulator.
It's not an emulator.
It's actually running Windows XP.
Yeah, but it's so running. It's an XP emulator, though. It's not.
If he's using Parallels, he's running XP in a virtual machine.
I will stab you all with a dull spoon. Let's move on.
No, you won't.
I should axe you all.
I couldn't get up the hill.
Forward.
Yeah. I was playing Forza. I was totally wasted.
So, what's really important? The word is pronounced insouciant. I don't know why, and it means free from concern, worry, or anxiety.
Okay.
And a synonym is nonchalant.
Okay.
Insouciant, yes.
Insouciant.
I feel learned.
Learned.
Okay. I should ask you all a question. How about if you could have any animal from a video game as a pet, which would you want to have and why? I don't know why I'd pick I don't know what I would pick, so I'll have to think about it and get back to you.
After the last Guardian, he'll pick that cat-dog thing, that'll die.
Yeah, probably. Mike, what do you want? What kind of pet?
Don't know. A ticker from Gears of War?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of a short-lived pet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not very good at looking after pets, so it'd be...
that might be perfect.
Perfect. Or what about that friendly face crab thing from Half-Life, the one that's got no teeth? I'd like him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what about those weird things from Limbo? You know those weird little dog things?
You get one pet.
Weird little dog thing from Limbo.
Primrose, what pet would you like?
The one from Castle Crashers. Sorry.
Come back to me. I've got to think about this.
I thought about like four there. Come on. Come on.
Mr. Matthew.
I'm only going to pick one then.
What pet would you like, Mr. Matthew?
I would like a Brumach that I could ride to work and lay waste to towns with.
Did anybody see when I popped my Brumach? Yeah, that 50-foot creature thing pointed to the lamppost. Yeah, I could see.
I happened to see where I parked my giant, snarling, drooling beast.
He scratched my car again.
Brumach, I told you not to sit on the cars. Stop eating the cars, bro.
What would he fetch? What would he fetch? You'd have to throw something huge.
A pylon, electricity pylon.
Yeah.
But you'd have to throw it. So.
You would need a launcher of some kind. a trebuchet.
A lamppost launcher, would need.
Yes. Yes, you would.
I think I would settle on Skittles.
From Connectimals.
Oh, yeah. Give me the fuzzy little tiger. It's so cute, you just want to eat it. And eventually it's going to grow up and eat me. But, yeah. Skittles. Primrose, you're out of time. What do you want? Pick an animal.
I'd have a pretzel from a Viva Pinata.
Okay.
Viva Pinata. La, 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 la.
And there we go. He finishes out. Have a good show. Hooray for video games.
Hooray.
Ook. All right. Mike, moving on.
Forum
posts.
We got the forum posts. I'll tackle the first one. This is from Spitfire Ian. For my friends list, I would like something so you could separate your friends into lists. Maybe
gate
members, then other lists for FBS players. Similar kind of thing that we came up with.
Yeah.
It would make quick to see who is playing what easy. Yes. Yeah, we kind of know what he's saying. Sending messages easier as well. Did he type this out on his phone without having to scroll through the whole lot? Do I play online drunk? Not as often as I would like.
I think he posted this drunk, though.
That's a list. I want 1,000 friends on my list. 1,000. Bloody Microsoft.
Yes, a million. All of them.
So Bill Gates, didn't he? I want us to have friends. Because he didn't have friends when he was young. That's what it is.
Luckily for us, we do have friends. And one good friend of the show wrote in, Mark Hannix says... Yes, having a customizable lists would be great, but the biggest improvement they could do right now is to increase the friends limit. Yes, you heard it. Increase the friends limit. I rarely drink anyway, so you would only find me gaming when drunk at Christmas. So apparently Mark only drinks the eggnog.
At Christmas, yes.
At Christmas.
Because you drink eggnog all the other times.
What is it with you Americans and eggnog at Christmas?
I don't like eggnog personally.
It's delicious. What are you talking about? Shut up.
Weird.
That's Primrose.
The only good nog is nogging the nog.
I don't even know what that means. Just read the
message. So
do I. Moving on.
It was a cartoon. John Meyer 5, he sent in, if I could choose how to manage my friends list, if Xbox extended it, I would separate it into sections similar to the following. 1, real life friends and workmates. 2, gate people, veteran gamers and play vault people. And 3, people who talk lots, Quamrian. Say no more. Quamrian would have a list all to himself. And for a man that doesn't like lists, he's got quite a lot of lists there. Question 2, the one about drinking, basically said, sometimes I have the odd few drinks while playing Xbox Live, especially because of my pre-drinking routine before an out at the pub and the club. Yeah, baby, Gatecrasher Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Google it. Fucking awesome.
On the corner opposite the five-way cinema. I know it. Yeah.
We've got a Gatecrasher in Nottingham as well.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I should know that, really.
You also have a sheriff who is evil.
We do, with a pointy beard, and he strokes it a lot. Anyway, moving on. It involves playing a bit of Xbox live and popping some fools before he goes out whilst he's getting ready. Yes, so that was that one. Greg, next one.
Excellent, yes. GamerGirl27 sent in a little
again?
Post here. Yeah. She's all over the place.
Dang.
I think bigger friends list would be nice. Right now, if I want to add someone new, I have to find someone I haven't gamed with in a while and boot them to make room. Yeah. I was going to give you the boot the other day, Mike. That's a tough decision to make sometimes. I definitely drink and game. It makes constantly dying in Black Ops easier to take.
We know. You've already said this. Stop doing multiple ads.
But she did say it can't get any better. Friends, drink, and Xbox.
That's very true. But whatever. But yeah, that's true. Friends and Xbox. I can't include drink. But next one, Greg.
Yeah.
Spog. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Spog.
Spog.
Or it could be Spock.
I believe it is Spock. Some of his forum posts lead me to believe he's kind of a Trekkie. So I believe it is Spock.
You look Spock, but like in a New York accent, like Spock.
Yes. Spock.
Block.
Yeah. Block. So I've already asked for... No, I'm not going to do it like that. I've already asked for a way to see who's on my friends list as a specific title, not who is currently online and what they are playing now, but how many of my friends have, say, Halo 3 or something. By the way...
Oh, I've got a great idea. Can I just put this one as well?
No. Yeah.
What? Wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be good if you could put nicknames in for everybody?
Yeah, so or you can add a note onto them.
Yeah.
You wanna give everyone their own gamer tag that only shows up for you? Really? Really?
Yeah.
No, I you'd add a note to them. Yeah, that's what you'd want.
You can have one thing. I want to give them a new name. Yes.
Give them a nickname for their nickname.
Imagine that like carried on to your gamer tag though. So if someone changed your gamer tag, you'd be like, what? I'm called T Balls Hairy now. What the What? Cheers, Skullbugger. So Spock goes on to say, by the way, I know that just because I have a title in their played list, it doesn't guarantee they still have a physical copy of that title. That's pretty true. You don't know who has what game anymore. Yeah. Sometimes you play a game with Halo Reach, and then you go, can we play again? Oh, we don't have it anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. If you're friends with Steve-O-Matic, you better play a game within a week of when he buys it, because he trades crap in quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he got rid of Homefront yet?
Not yet.
Probably.
It's close.
I think he's already got rid of Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Lol, get it, audience? It's not out yet. Yeah. Lol. Right. That way, I could set up group requests for those who own that title and get a gang of us to play that game together. As far as inhibition. I've always, never, sometimes, completely, often, occasionally, most of the time, not, didn't, considerably, indefigurably, probably,
He's using a lot of words in there incorrectly.
Yeah.
Indefatigably means that you couldn't be tired.
really, Chris?
Yeah, really.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
On a podcast, Chris.
Hey,
really?
For the children, Chris.
We're educating the masses here.
Learned.
You're up, Chris.
I'm up. I am indeed. Junior Monkey Boy writes in and says, we didn't write any, post it, whatever. Friends, yes, more space needed, and a list of folders would be great. G4TE, work, friends, family, unknown, and possibly break it down into games they play, like driving, shooters, etc. So I like the unknown. If you have an unknown on your list, maybe they shouldn't be on your list. Drinking, hell yeah. I rarely have much time to play Xbox anymore or drink, let alone do both at the same time. But combining the two has happened on occasion. I live in a dry county, quote unquote, which means that you can't get booze. So the nearest place to get booze is 12 miles away. 12 miles isn't really that far, though.
Does that?
I thought a dry county was a desert.
No. Thanks for coming, though, Rich. You know, with a dry county, does that mean he can still drink in his home, but they just don't sell alcohol?
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Where is that? Is there only one? I thought you.
There are several counties, some in different states.
Okay.
That are dry.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, there's dry counties, but then there's also just states that have peculiar alcohol laws. Like, they won't sell alcohol on Sundays. Utah comes to mind there.
Yeah.
So, but do they sell alcohol in Utah now?
Yeah, just not on Sunday.
Not on Sunday.
You have to buy it the day before if you want to have a party on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, or go to Nevada.
Yeah.
Or something. We used to do that when we lived in Kansas, because on Sunday you couldn't buy beer, but we were right next to the Kansas-Missouri line, so we'd all just go to Missouri, get the beer, and come back.
Gotta love
Let's have a party in Vegas on a Sunday!
Thanks for coming, Rich.
Every day is a party in Vegas, Rich. Every day.
Speaking of having a party, Rich.
You're up, Rich.
You're up.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
This is from DJ93. He would organize his games into the types of games, so it'd be race, shooter, and so on. He don't drink.
He would organize his games by the type of games?
Yeah. Race, shooter, and so on.
He would organize his friends list by the type of games?
List, that's what he said.
Sure.
Yeah, move on.
There's that too.
You said what he meant.
Oh, so it's all right for you to pick on language. Sorry, why? Comments, Chris.
Yes, Mike. Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. You're in the army.
As well be speaking Chinese right now.
Anyway, he don't drink because his brother does enough for the whole family and all of his friends on Xbox Live put together. And I will vouch for this because his brother's had his name down on numerous championships for Forza, and he normally turns up for the first one and then he's never to be seen again because he's got a hangover.
Is DJ93 born in 1993?
Yeah, who's his brother, by the way?
Oh, I can't remember his game tag.
Alright.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He's DJ93.18 then?
No.
He's old than that.
Yeah. I don't know him. I don't know who he is.
93 is his hockey jersey.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Etchison.
Yes, that's Daniel.
Oh, is that Daniel? I get confused with all these names. They're all different. Yeah. Everyone are different.
And Skull wants to give him an extra name.
Yeah, Skull wants to call him Bob 97 or something.
It would be cool Oz Driver. Cool.
Is it honestly like this is something I should talk about there, right? When we do like community playdates, whatever, like people have different names everywhere, right? And I don't realize, right? I just don't know who I'm talking to sometimes. And then I find out, you're that guy. All right, okay. I have no idea. I spoke to somebody on the PlayStation once. All right. We was playing a game, and I didn't know who he was. And he knew everything about me. I don't know. God.
That's
Mike, it's your brother.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
It was
P-Chin.
1978. What?
Yeah. P-Chin. Ginger balls. What?
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear something exciting? We got an iTunes review.
OMG.
I know. We're slowly on our way to...
I just read who it's from.
Yes. Yeah. It's from Epic Podcast. Yeah, it says, the guys of the OC will entertain you, give you their honest opinions, and keep you up to date on all the latest and greatest in video game news. Spongecake. Makes me wonder who this person could be.
Yeah, that's not from a hippie podcast.
Well, that was the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gave us a 5-star, though. So, hey.
We did. Well done. Thank you.
Yeah. Well done.
The initials AP might mean something. I don't know.
Yeah. Possibly. Who knows? All right.
Z on the end.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk some community play dates, Mr. Matthew.
So, the big thing we got going on in the community right now is the high score challenge for Doritos Crash Course, right?
Yep.
So, get on there. Post your high score.
Just go through it because I don't know what it is.
Steady on.
All right. Okay.
So, we have 5 codes from the good folks at Ninja B for one of their games, Ancients of Auga. And here are the 5 ways that you can win. You can retweet the announcement tweed if you follow the G4TE Twitter account. You can make a post in the announcement forum on the Gaming for the Elderly forums. Both of those will be lucky draw. So the luck of the draw will determine the winner. The high score on the Doritos Crash Course will get you a code. We're having a contest for a new slogan for the Gaming for the Elderly, and the slogan that wins the contest will win a code. Or if you send in an email response to the following question to this podcast, you will draw a winner from the correct responses. And that question is, what is the name and the year of release of the very first home console gaming system?
Yeah. So we're going to keep this open for 2 more weeks.
And it should be noted that you can only win 1 code. So if somebody wins more than 1, we'll go to the next person.
Yeah. And I would just like to say, people, get on your wiki already. It's kind of not that hard. We want to give a game away.
Wiki wow.
Yeah. And in terms of Crash Course, by the way, it is the first, I believe it's the first course on the American run through.
Right. I think that's the very first course.
Course numero uno.
Yep.
I'm going to give it another bash.
Another crash.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Speaking of crashing, if you'd like to crash the Veteran Gamers community play date this summer, they'll be playing Gears of War Uno.
This summer. All summer long.
All summer.
It's going to be a long one, folks.
Yeah, from May through August, you'll get your 10,000 kills if you come to this play date.
Yeah. Gears of War 1, yeah.
It will be Sunday. Yeah, so rev up your chainsaw and chop up the rest of the people in this podcast so they'll leave you
alone. We had a lot of fun playing before. It was quite nice playing that game again.
Gears of War 1 is a good time. Sometimes it's good to go old school.
Yep. The only problem with Gears of War 1 is that it's eight players max. So we're hoping that, like, if we get too many, then we'll have to look maybe 6v6. If not, you know, one.
Well, you could always go to Gears of War 2 for the whopping 10 players.
Yeah.
Everything. This changes everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy birthday to USN Vet, United States Navy, I think that's short for. Reaper Monkey 92, which sounds like a dangerous primate. White Grongo, happy birthday. And welcome to the new members Delirium, Chaser, Hardcore Ali, Robinson 48, Freak C, who is in the United States Air Force, and I'm going to go with EID Team. I don't know if that's supposed to be a word or if it's supposed to be
team. Yeah,
we're going to go with EID Team. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the forums.
Hello.
Yep. Real quickly, Chris, I wanted to just throw in a couple things. One, the inter-community Forza Championship is going to be kicking up, I believe, this Sunday. So check the forums if you've been part of that. In terms of looking, you know, getting your name on the list, we're going to be taking on the lag community, so it's going to be a good time. And also, I'm thinking, Mr. Primrose, we need to organize up a home front play date. We've got peeps with the game now. We need to get a home front play date. So keep an eye out on the Gate Forum calendar. We'll get it up there and try and get that up maybe either this weekend or the next. But keep an eye out for that.
I've got one for you as well. On April the 9th, we have resurged the Battlefield Bad Company 2 night. So anybody wants to get on that, there's people putting names down for it again already. But yeah, cool. April the 9th, it's a Saturday, 8 o'clock, GMT.
Yep.
Yeah, should be good.
And I think Friday Night Racing is also starting to kind of creep its way back into the playlisting. So
yes,
also more fun to be had there. Okay, well, it's time. Let's wrap this show up. Mr. Matthew, if you wanted to email us like some of these fine folks had, where would you send that email, especially if you want to answer the question of the week, or sorry, the contest question, which, you know, of course, is what is the name and year of the very first home console system? Where would you send that?
If you were interested in receiving a free code for a game from the folks at Ninja Bee for answering our query, you would send that to ocpodcast@gmail.com. That's Oscar Charlie Papa, Oscar Delta Charlie Alpha Sierra Tango @gmail.com.
Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
And Mr. Primrose, if you wanted to tweet us.
@OC_podcast.
Apparently,
Rich has turned into a Mintat.
Yeah, he has.
Rich, arigato, Mr. Romato.
Yeah, you never cease to amaze me. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
Too many people, some people say.
Yeah, too many.
No one says that.
Nobody. We have no friends.
Definitely not me, because I'm not in that trailer.
No, you're not. We excluded you on purpose.
You're like the Meg of this podcast from Family Guy. You know, the Star Wars episodes, you don't get any lines. Why do I never get any lines in these things?
Well, I know you're Stewie, which now that means I think Chris is Brian, and sadly,
Chris would be Brian.
I'm Brian for sure.
Yeah. Greg, that makes you Pete.
Yeah, pretty much. I can live with that, I guess. All right, let's do some shout-outs. Mike, why don't you fire it up first?
I will shout out John Mouse, because I like him. Like the guy. I'll also shout out everybody that turned up to the Call of Duty 4 playdate thing. Make sure you come to the Gears of War one. It's a lot of fun. If you don't have Gears of War, you can probably buy it for what? Dirt cheap now.
Yep.
It's and if you haven't played it before, you should buy it for dirt cheap. It's a great game. Yeah, so we're gonna have fun with that.
Oh, yeah, don't forget they've got the Gears of War triple pack out there, which has both Gears of War 1 and 2 in it.
And the kind of all the DLC on it as well. So yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
False name, because there's only two games.
Two games, triple. Yeah. Well done.
Well done there. But yeah, I'll warn you that I'm pretty good on Gears of War 1. So, just warning you.
Do you hear me laughing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here laughing.
I think I'm apt to show up for this game night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thanks for everyone who turned up last week.
Six. Just looking at the time. Is that like 6 p.m. your time? That's going to be ass early my time. All right, maybe. All
right. It's six. It's like 10 your time, right?
Yeah, but it's on Sunday. That complicates things a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's kind of like the best time for, you know, it's early morning for you. And
it's okay.
Know.
It's okay. It's
difficult. It's difficult, isn't it? What do you want?
Greg's at church then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's 6 p.m. UK time. All right, Rich, go.
Yes, I'd just like to shout out all the potential 3DS owners, early adopters. Great stuff. Glad you're doing it. Drive that price down.
They want to come out, idiots.
Yeah, yeah. Get them in. Go on, get them in so the price comes down and I can get my kids in for Christmas. Nice one. Also, I'd like to shout out Mario Balotelli, who is a football player.
Oh, when you was talking about like the Twitter and email, I want that. That's mad.
This guy is an idiot.
This guy is on £125,000 a week, and he can't even put a training bib on. He was on live ESPN. And made a complete arse of himself.
With not just one bib, but two bibs.
Two. So he threw one off in disgust, said there was something wrong with it, and basically got given another one. I was shown how to put it on by one of the training staff. He still couldn't get it on, but yeah, highly entertaining stuff. Check it out on YouTube.
Yes.
Who does he play for, Rich? I don't know anything about football.
Man City.
Mm-hmm. And they're like it in
Manchester.
I know.
Trick question.
Manchester. It's in Manchester. Okay.
Manchester.
Mr. Matthew, do you have any shout outs?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't hear you. I just have to, the three of you for once again having a very entertaining show. And a relatively quick show.
Yeah.
And all the people living in Greg's lovely state of California, because I am convinced that everyone there is insane. Today, a federal court of appeals in California upheld a ruling that it is so there is a law in California making it illegal for you to lie about military service in order to gain employment benefits or any other type of preferential treatment that might be afforded to veterans. There was a law against this, and it has been appealed and found unconstitutional and upheld by a federal judge in California that it is a violation of your First Amendment rights to not be allowed to lie about being a decorated veteran. So, well done to the state of California. And that's all I have.
I'm confused. So you, what?
You're not the only one.
Oh, all right. So a lot of companies have preferential hiring policies for veterans of the branches of the military. And So some people will sometimes lie about it on a resume. Say, yeah, I was in the Marines. I got all these awards. Yeah. In California, there was a law against that. It was called the Stolen Valor Act.
Yep.
That law has been found to be unconstitutional and has been overturned. So now it is completely legal.
So you're allowed
California to go tell someone that you were in the Marines and received every decoration ever invented on a job application.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm going to do next job interview.
So you're filling out your application form and you put in John J. Rambo.
Yeah.
Silence, everybody. Silence. I am a 7-star general in the Air Force/Marines. It's a new hybrid position.
Previous jobs, Express and Star newspaper, Virgin Media Company, and Vietnam.
Yeah.
I fought in World War I. All right. Chris, anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to... give a shout out to Mark Canucks. He came out to the Forza Night racing Saturday, and it was awesome to have him out there. Welcome back, Mark Canucks. I hope to see you out more.
I've got a question for Mark, just because I'm too lazy to send a message like by hand, so I could just do it by voice, and then he can write it next week. Right. Mark, have you come into Eurogamer this week? Cheers.
This week? Is it on already?
This week, sorry, this year. I don't know.
I'm tomorrow.
Summer.
Yeah. A big shout out to DGA 93.
Sorry, I'll just talk to a lot of you.
You did. You're done. Cut off.
Okay. Who's coming to Eurogamer? Let me know.
Greg is.
Go.
DGA 93. I hear Velcro. God, I hear Velcro. DGA 93. I want a big shout out. Thank you, Daniel, again for the tune. And
Well,
he's not 18. We fairly said.
Yes, you're not 18. We know this for a fact.
I bet he wishes he was.
Shout out to Kale Ingram and Spitfire Ian for the home front good times. And I want a big shout out to Mr. Big Bad Daddy. He has Mr. Webster has a little thread going on at the gate for members of the gate community. If you're interested in being interviewed for a little segment he's going to do for our show, get to the thread and sign up, and you know, you can basically get onto the show that way. And
cool,
yeah, kind of cool. And last but not least, a little just a little funny kind of nuance. It was basically an answer to a question on an insurance form. The question in this accident was, could either driver have done anything to avoid the accident? The insurance claimant's answer was, traveled by bus, with a question mark.
It's good. It's true.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
All right, we're done.
Drive better. That's what I would have
thought. Suck less, drive better. Done.
Obey the traffic laws.
Traffic.
Have a fun, everyone.
I'm a 5-star general now. See ya.
I did actually play some games this week, though, which is a change.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. I didn't. But hey, shorter show.
Yes, as long as David the Alien doesn't email us.
Chris, you've got the Madden 12 cover athlete.
Yep. In 1947, when the Army Air Corps officially became the U.S. Air Force, 50,000 Army airmen went from being brothers in arms to a sister service, which is still the largest sex change operation in history.
Greg, I'm in the pub and I've run out of money. Can you sort me out?
Yep, you got it. Call Mike.